The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them. In great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia.
There's a story about a man who worked in a brewery. It seems that one day this poor man fell into a huge barrel of beer, then he drowned. When his widow arrived, she wailed, "Oh, it must have been terrible. He didn't have a chance." As gently as he could, the foreman told her, "I'm not sure, ma'am. You know, he did fall into the beer vat by accident, but he got out three times to use the bathroom before he died." Procrastination. It's a big word. Procrastination, putting things off. Procrastination comes from the Latin word procrastinatus, which means to go forward tomorrow. Some people always put things off. Their motto is, never do today what you can put off until tomorrow. And we're all probably guilty of it from time to time. Oh, that drawer, that cabinet, or the top of the refrigerator where we keep all that stuff we want to look over later. Perhaps we said we would get to it after the holidays. Well, maybe we'll get to it after Easter. Procrastination also works its way into our spiritual lives. During a parish mission, the preacher shouted three times, "Stand up if you want to go to heaven." Not a single person stood up. And as the people were leaving, the priest expressed his disappointment. Nobody stood up. Didn't anyone want to go to heaven? The people replied, "Well, Father, of course we want to go to heaven. But we thought you wanted to leave tonight." Human nature, being what it is, we all put things off. Even when it comes to our faith, tomorrow is soon enough. Yet we don't always delay. There are some instances where we never procrastinate. We get some things done right away. And there are two categories of things we don't put off. One is where there is no choice, no alternative. When the alarm goes off in the morning, we can hit the snooze button. But if we wake up to find the house on fire, it's a different story. We would not look at the flames and then roll over for 10 minutes more of sleep before trying to escape. We have no choice. The second category is things we really want to do. We all find time for personal priorities. How many men have no time to clean the garage, but time to play golf? When we really want to do something, we do it. And faith is in that first category. Faith, well, we have a choice. If we don't pray, if we don't get to Mass, we won't land in jail or lose our jobs. We have a choice. God gave us free will. But some things, priority things, we don't put those off. But the gospel is for now. Jesus' words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," they mean today. The kingdom is here right now. Give up sin today, now. It's what the evening of renewal is about, to renew our commitment today. But you know, the good thing is that our Lord is basically unconcerned about the past. His message of mercy makes the past irrelevant. Dwelling on long ago, pulling ourselves down over past mistakes leads to apathy, despair. And we never hear Jesus say, "Now I want to talk to you about last week or last month or last year." The apostles were not commissioned to do background checks on people. No, Jesus is only interested in today, then tomorrow. And of course, that's what got him into trouble. His enemies made a hobby of digging up the dirt on people's past. Take it a day at a time, but start today. Reform our lives. Give up sin within the near future. Well, the near future has a way of becoming the distant future. Changing our sinful ways is not a project for next month or even next week. Our Lord's command, "Reform your lives," means today. Too bad about the brewery worker. He could have been saved, but he put it off, and then it was too late. And putting things off is something we all do, even when it comes to our relationship with God. While we're busy living in the here and now, faith might not seem all that important. And sure, we all want to go to heaven, but not today. Our Lord wants us to change our ways going forward. Reform, renew our commitment to Him and live it out. By tonight, well, if not then, at least by tomorrow morning. In following the Lord wants to know the things that we need to enhance our lives, to enhance our relationship with Him and with one another. And so without delay, we place these petitions before God.